Issa for the three, far side, no good. But there's Obani for the offensive rebound. He'll kick it out to Mehdi. His step back three from the far corner is no good. But there's another offensive rebound for Issa. Duth tries a three, and that one's good. Duth got three, 2 for 2 from beyond the arc here to start the game. 6-2 Packers. Duth with all 6 points. Zonski, his runner in the lane, is no good. And Obani with the rebound. To Hebring, bounce pass to Issa behind the defense, and the two-handed slammer.
What a great pass by Tate. Nice slow bounce pass between the defenders right to Moses in stride. Nice dunk.
10-2 Packers, 14:49 left in the opening half. Nordang pulling up for the jumper from the top of the key, and no good, but Broughton tips it out, and Issa saves it here. Another possession for the Packers. Now Nordang with a three, counting. Nordang on this floor for the first time in his high school career, making that statement known on that long ball. Packers up 13-7, and that snaps Kasson's 5-0 run. Nordang with it at the near wing. He just made a shot from there. We'll see if he wants to take another one, but it's a bounce pass cycling around with Dongren Dang far wing, and Dongren bounce pass to Tate Hebring. His three near wing, counting. Tate getting in on the three-point game. A lot of threes on this floor the last two nights. Lyle Pacelli and Hayfield girls last night. Now Packers and KM boys on this side tonight. 16-7, Packers lead. Under 12 minutes left in the first half. Nico Obani and to Nordang here near wing to Logan Broughton's going to take a jumper from the top of the key. Good. It's 20-7, Packers lead. And once again here, Kasson stuck in the backcourt. And an errant pass stolen away by the Packers. Is that one intended for Heimer? Here's Obani behind the defense driving. Layup good. Nico Obani getting on the score sheet. 27-15, Packers back up by 12. Just over 7 minutes left in the first half, and a five-second violation. Kasson can't get the inbound in as Hunter Zosky was looking anywhere and everywhere, but just didn't get the ball out of his hands. Out to Broughton at the left elbow, now to Gotch backing his way down, kicks it out near corner here to Gillis, and to Nordang near wing three, count it. Coach shaking his head the whole way, that one looked good as soon as it left Nord's hands.
And he shot the right line with our eyesight. You can see that was dead
on
line.
Obani spinning the ball on his hand, and the free throw is no good, but there's Dongren Dang in the right spot for the rebound. And his put back, well, tested cleanly there. And now as Kasson Minerville's under their own basket, Duth Gotch steals a pass away. His layup's no good. Tips the rebound out to himself, and Obani drives, and the floater is good. So the Packers turned 1 point into 2 points after that missed free throw turns into a bucket for Obani. It's 36-23. Nordang breaks this one up over to Hebring. Far side gets around a high ball screen from Obani. Jumper from the top of the key is good for Hebring. Working off that high ball screen, connects on the clean jumper. 49-31. Dang, he'll look to drive, stops at the right elbow. Now it's to Obani. Backs his way down to the block, spins towards the baseline. Looking for the baby hook there. It's no good, but he gets his own offensive rebound. Out to Duth Gotch, far corner three, no good. There's another one for Obani, and his putback is good. Obani, a monster under the glass tonight, and a 30-second timeout on the floor. So Zosky with 4 quick points after not scoring in the first half. 53-40, but there's Duth Gotch too fast for us. The dunk in transition, flying through the paint and throwing it down with two hands.
You can't fall asleep on this Packer team even after a made basket.
55-40, Packers lead under 9 minutes to play in the first half. And here's another one coming up for Duke. And the runner and the finish. Off a bad pass from Kasson. That one rolled into the front court for Austin. Duke picked it up, and the tomahawk is good. It goes down. 57-40, 8.5 minutes to go in regulation. It's to Hebrink, now spins his way down to the baseline. Gets the jump pass to Duth Gotch in the corner. Head fakes on the three. Now he'll drive. Now another jump pass to Issa. Far wing three, count it. Oh, what a sequence there for the Packers. Incredible ball movement. And it ends with Moses Issa's second made three of the half. 12 minutes into the second half, it's 20-point lead for Austin, 62-42. Hebrink pulls up far corner three, count it. And now the largest lead of the game here for Austin. At 23 points, 65-42, it's a runaway. This game will come to an end, and the Austin Packers cruise to a 22-point victory in the section semifinal. 79-47, I beg your pardon, a 32-point victory here for the Packers. And the Packers are off to the section championship next Friday.